BBC News, I'm John Shea. President Biden has appealed for the largest hospital in Gaza to be protected from Israel's ground offensive. Speaking with reporters at the White House, Mr. Biden said he hoped for less intrusive action around Al-Shifa. Our North America correspondent Peter Bowes reports.
Mr. Biden's comments add to the growing international pressure on Israel to protect Gaza's biggest hospital from its ground offensive. The US president said, "We're in contact with the Israelis," and it was his hope and expectation that there would be less intrusive action relative to Al-Shifa Hospital, where dozens of patients, including premature babies, are reported to have died because of a lack of power. Israel says Hamas has hidden a command centre underneath the building, but the group and hospital officials say this isn't true.
The US Supreme Court has, for the first time, adopted a code of ethics to govern the conduct of its nine justices. It follows months of pressure after an investigation earlier this year found that the conservative judge Clarence Thomas had accepted luxury trips from a Republican donor. From Washington, here's Nomia Iqbal.
An investigation this year into the justices has brought this issue into sharp focus. It found Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas had close ties to a rich Republican donor and had been accepting years of luxury trips from him. Mr. Thomas said he was advised by lawyers that he didn't need to disclose it. Further reporting found that fellow Conservative Justice Samuel Alito didn't reveal a luxury Alaskan fishing trip with a billionaire whose hedge fund had business before the court. Although lower federal judges have ethics code that govern their conduct, the Supreme Court has never been required to do so. It's not fully clear yet how this new code of conduct will be enforced.
Donald Trump's eldest son has told a civil fraud trial in New York that the former president is a genius. Donald Jr. was the first witness to speak for the defense of the family's property company, the Trump Organization. Nada Taufik was there.
Donald Trump Jr. and defense lawyers have argued that Donald Trump's net worth and the value of his properties were actually far more than what was listed on his statement of financial condition. So he was going through meticulously a PowerPoint presentation that was put together by his marketing team, boasting the properties from Trump Tower to 40 Wall Street to Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump Jr. has also argued that he was somebody who dealt with the big projects in the company and relied on the accountants for numbers and valuations. He reiterated that in the stand after testifying to that with prosecutors 2 weeks ago.
Marianne Trump Barry, Donald Trump's eldest sister, has died aged 86. The retired federal judge largely avoided the limelight during her brother's presidency, but she was heard sharply criticising him in recordings released by her niece 3 years ago. World News from the BBC. The Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has enacted legislation that reserves half of all public university places for students of African or indigenous descent, for people with disability, or for those from lower-income families. President Lula said the new rules would help address inequality and racism. Spain's Socialist Party has registered in Congress the controversial amnesty law that it negotiated with Catalan nationalists in return for their support in forming a government. Once approved, the law would apply to more than 300 pro-independence activists and politicians who face legal action over their attempts to push for independence for Catalonia. The legislation has sparked days of mass protests by demonstrators who consider the amnesties unconstitutional. The authorities in Iceland say the inhabitants of a town struck by hundreds of recent earthquakes have been briefly allowed back to their homes. Grindavik was evacuated after a 15-kilometre river of magma opened up nearby. Warren Bull reports.
The fishing port of Grindavik has a population of around 3,000 people who were forced to swap their homes for temporary accommodation early on Saturday. Civil protection officers fear the multiple earthquakes and the fissure of molten rock that it's opened up in the area could be a prelude to a huge volcanic eruption. As seismic activity decreased on Monday, the residents of Grindavik were allowed to return to their homes for a few minutes. Witnesses say they loaded up their vehicles with as many possessions as they could gather, ranging from furniture and objects of art to sheep.
A Ferrari has sold at auction in New York for nearly $52 million. It's the second highest sum ever paid for a car, but was below the original estimate for the 1962 250 GTO. Only about 30 were ever made. It had been owned by an American collector for nearly four decades. And that's the latest BBC World News.